Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has a big win on behalf of an Alabama Supreme Court justice in a free speech case in which we filed on his behalf. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we received a great decision from an Alabama federal court in favor of our client, Alabama Associate Supreme Court Justice Tom Parker. We ultimately got the injunction that we wanted, a preliminary order that prohibits the enforcement of certain provisions that are speech restrictions in the Alabama state judicial canon. This particular restriction, Matt, actually required, applied to all judges, including Justice Tom Parker, every judge in Alabama, in which it said that you could not speak publicly on any case pending anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, so this statute says basically you have a First Amendment right to free speech, unless you're a judge. Well, I'm sorry, I did not find that provision anywhere in the Constitution that negates, excludes judges from being able to weigh in publicly on opinions relative to various cases. We shouldn't be surprised, though. It was the SPLC, the Anti-Christian Southern Poverty Law Center, the Anti-Free Speech SPLC, that brought this case effectively, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it was. So thank you to the SPLC. We should send you a nice card of thanks because you're the one who started
all
of
this. We'll send them some Sherry's berries.
Yeah, I mean, you're the one who started this ball rolling, and it's now rolled back against the
parting gift
that you wanted to ultimately do. Because the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they wanted to remove from the bench two justices that ultimately were judicial constitutionalist, Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, and the other one is Justice Tom Parker. He is someone who is a historian, a constitutionalist. He is a person who believes in the original intent of the Constitution. He's an excellent writer, and he's a justice on the Alabama Supreme Court. He actually now is running for the position of Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He wasn't running at the time for that position, but that position has now come open. So now he's going to run for that position. In Alabama, you run for one of the other eight associate justice positions or for the singular chief justice position.
So 2.5 years ago, he simply did a radio interview, right, and answered some questions.
With the AFA, AFR, American Family
AFR,
Radio.
And did, you know, his opinion on some cases, and this started this whole thing.
And it wasn't a case that was pending before him or his court. It was a case outside of that.
But like, Matt, you've taught in law school, and Matt, you've taught in law school as well. So you know how important it is to be able to teach future attorneys to talk about cases.
Yeah, and this would apply to a judge, and we used them at Liberty University School of Law. Mm-hmm. Lots of law schools will use sitting judges, people who are currently in the bench, on the bench, to come in and teach a specific course or portions of a course to law students.
Sure, it's a powerful way to learn.
Yeah, I mean, you get something from a real live judge who has experience, not just hypothetical.
Right.
And if they were to come in and talk about, say, for example, the case that's pending right now before the U.S. Supreme Court involving one of our cases, the forced abortion speech case out of California, in which the Supreme Court just heard oral argument this week.
Right.
In fact, today may be gathering together to vote on which way they're going for that opinion. If, as a judge, you commented about the oral arguments that just occurred this week, and you commented about it, under Alabama provisions, that would be a judicial violation, an ethics violation under their judicial canon, and you could be removed from the bench. And here's how this works, and this is why the SPLC got involved. He commented about a case pending some other place in the country, not before him, not even in Alabama. And so the SPLC filed a complaint. That's how it starts. Now, no matter how bogus that complaint is, if the Judicial Inquiry Commission ultimately acts on that complaint, no matter how bad, frivolous that complaint is, you're automatically removed from the bench. And you have to fight and defend yourself and spend money. In our case, we would defend Justice Tom Parker at no cost, but otherwise he'd have to spend his own money to defend. No cost to him. But definitely it's going to be a cost to the Judicial Inquiry Commission at this point because of their position. So he would be removed from the bench automatically. So that's what they wanted to do.
Gag his free speech.
And they wanted to gag his free speech. So when the SPLC filed the complaint, we filed a federal lawsuit. We took the offensive, and now, after a number of months, the federal court, Matt, has ruled in our favor, finding that at the preliminary injunction stage, we are entitled to a preliminary injunction because there is a likelihood of success that this violates Tom Parker's First Amendment rights to free speech.
Tremendous victory. I think that it will lead to the ultimate victory in this case. The injunction grants now. The great news here, all Alabama judges, they now have their First Amendment freedom restored to publicly comment on cases pending outside of Alabama, and they can also comment on a pending case in Alabama if their comments cannot reasonably be considered to influence the outcome. So basically, you know, and Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's another state in the union that has such an unconstitutional law in the books.
Not like this, and especially when you combine the fact that you're automatically removed if the JIC, learned through the Chief Justice Roy Moore case, is not this objective neutral reserver. It's politically charged and has baggage associated with it. That's a whole different story. But yeah, they're removed, even if they're exercising the free speech. And so in this case, the judge, the federal judge, ruling in our favor, ultimately said that a judicial candidate's view on issues, especially local and domestic ones, is of immense interest to an electorate choosing which judicial candidate to support. The opinion goes on, yet when Alabama prohibits judicial candidates from speaking about them simply because they happen to arise in the context of a proceeding somewhere, the state has shirked its responsibility of narrowly tailoring its speech restrictions. And so this particular canon is going down. This is unconstitutional. We said it from the very beginning. So again, thanks to the SPLC, because this particular canon, they have had it there for some time, and the SPLC has threatened judges, and others have threatened judges, to be silent and threaten them with removal. And the electorate couldn't find out what these judges thought when they ran for elected office, and the judges could not comment. And when they're teaching law schools, they had to shy away from any case unless it had a final decision with no more appeal. And so this was a Damocles sword, if you will, hanging over the necks of all judges, including Tom Parker. And this is what the SPLC, they liked that. And they wanted to intimidate him into silence, and they wanted to, frankly, remove him from the bench. All of that failed. And this is a great victory.
Something tells me, though, that if there were a liberal, a quote, progressive justice on the bench that had similar comment on some pending case, something tells me the SPLC probably would not have filed a complaint. I'm thinking that this may have been a little bit selective because of Justice Parker's constitutionalism.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, actually, Matt, is that, you know, doesn't this all boil down to the SPLC wanted to remove him because of his Christian pro-life, pro-traditional marriage beliefs?
Yeah, that's really
just like Justice Moore.
Because here's the secret. In which it comes out, the 2015 Supreme Court decision on marriage. Mm-hmm. Of course, this case has now been going on for a while. So they filed that in 2016, at least, maybe 2015. And so the case has been dragging out. We actually had to go all the way to the Court of Appeals, and we got a unanimous decision in our favor at the Court of Appeals, 3-0. Went back down to the trial court. Now the trial court has issued the decision. So this is 2018, but it's been going on for a few years. And it all came out of the whole marriage issue.
Right.
They don't like constitutionalists that will interpret the Constitution according to its original intent. They certainly don't like someone coming to a conclusion on the Constitution that it doesn't support a right to abortion or same-sex marriage or anything else they want. So they came after him, but you know what? It didn't work. Thanks to Justice Parker for standing up and for you and your prayers and support. If it weren't for you, and by the way, the case is not over, we still have to continue it. But we're pursuing this to the very end. But in the meantime, we've got a preliminary injunction that prohibits the enforcement of these unconstitutional speech restrictions. Stay with us as we are working on this and many other cases. LC.org, LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.